Gentlemen, 50 years since the Summer of Love. What made you decide to put this, what looks like a just phenomenal show together? Steve?
Well, you know, we had done a 40-year anniversary 10 years ago in 2007, and I think we were so surprised by how successful that was and how much interest there was in the local artists from that time that we just decided we've got to do another one. We have to do a 50th.
That 40th anniversary, we were so happily surprised. First of all, our buddy Jim Tarbell came by and was just as surprised as we were to see the turnout. He got up on stage, talked to our people. And the other thing that really surprised me is our big act for this one is the Lemon Pipers. Well, the Lemon Pipers, of course, are long dissolved as a band, but each original guy kind of still doing things. We had the bass player, Steve Walmsley, had his band, and our good buddy, Bob Nave, who everybody knows from around here, had his band. Well, they played, and we introduced them. We were not aware of this, but Steve Walmsley's band played Green Tambourine and played it fairly originally to the record. It was the highlight of the evening. And we thought, oh my gosh, you know, Lemon Pipers still enjoy playing it, and they can still do it. So as time went on, we had them for our, I think it was the 40th anniversary of Green Tambourine, the year later, to be exact, 68. And now we're bringing them back for this, and we've got almost all the original members.
Was that show at the place out on Kellogg?
Yeah, it was called the Starlight Ballroom.
Right. And that place could hold 700 or 800 people, and we had it filled.
Dale Brown, Ivan, is going to be with the Pipers.
Yeah, right? Ivan lives in San Francisco. He and his wife are still performing, and he's coming in.
How'd you swing that? Who did? You? Everybody?
Yeah, we just got a hold of him, called him in San Francisco.
His bandmates called him, Steve Walmsley and Bob Nave.
And asked him if he'd be interested in doing the show. And he said, yeah.
That's a coup right there.
Yeah. And he said, when do you want me there?
So you've got the Lemon Pipers. You've got Balderdash. Tell us about Balderdash. They've been around almost 50 years, 50 or more years.
They have. What I remember from the actual Summer of Love, there's only two bands other than the Lemon Pipers on our schedule that still have the same name and are still working. That is Haymarket Riot, our band, and Balderdash. Bruce Stahl is basically the guy. So since they are still a working band, and there's hardly any band that with a name, with an image that says better from our era than Balderdash.
Yeah. They were the band back then that every musician wanted to
underground,
be.
Underground, bluesy, that, yeah.
They were the
edgy.
Band. Everybody wanted to be as good as Balderdash.
And I would say second to the late Lee Von Helm, there's not a better singing drummer around than Bruce.
That's a good point.
Yeah, exactly. You're absolutely right. And he still has his chops.
Of course, you guys are going to be playing. Is this the original Riot?
Absolutely. Riot? Yep. All four original members from 67, plus the couple of guys that jumped on a couple years later as, you know, the era was still happening. Everybody's going to be there. Nobody's over the rainbow yet in Haymarket Riot, we're so happy to say. But bands like Balderdash, half of the original guys are gone. Lemon Pipers, they're missing their drummer, unfortunately, who can't be there except for in spirit. So it's just great to be able to round up the folks that still are here and still want to do it.
But Bill Bartlett is still refusing, isn't he?
Well, not refusing, because Bill actually, again, such a happy surprise. In 2009, we got Bill to come out and play with us down at the Starlight Ballroom. Bill has moved on to a point where, like, the Lemon Pipers and Green Tambourine are just not in his wheelhouse anymore. Black Betty, of course, would be more like what's in his wheelhouse in the older blues style. So he's still kicking around, and we still talk to him, but this isn't his kind of show. We hope he will be there just to be there, but he will not
be. We had him in 2009. It wasn't as Bill Bartlett of the Lemon Pipers. It was Bill Bartlett of Ram Jam.
And he did what he wanted to do.
Yeah, and he did some great stuff, and he did Black Betty.
And he still lives up in the Oxford area or somewhere up in that.
Just across the line in Indiana.
And I think it was Bob Nave told me several years ago that Bill plays more honky-tonk piano these days than he does guitar.
That's what we heard.
Yeah, very true.
There's another band on the bill called Backbeat that has a phenomenal story. I don't know how many people know about it. Steve, you're the closest to talk about it, so do it.
Well, Backbeat is a four-piece band, three brothers and their friend Patrick, who is also my son, and he's the drummer. They started playing in 1998. The youngest member of the band then was 7 years old. And they started out as the Baby Beatles.
Wearing the suits.
They had the Beatles suits and the Beatle haircuts and a Hofner
playing
bass.
Playing the Beatles tunes.
And box amps and Rickenbacker and Gretsch guitars. So they were doing the Beatles. And at that point, they were such a novelty act that everybody wanted to be a part of it. They started doing a lot of the oldie shows. They opened for Little Richard and Herman's Hermits and Rick Springfield and did a show with the Beach Boys up in Columbus. So, but at that point, it was a novelty act. But they're still together now, and they've grown into just amazing musicians.
An amazing live band.
Incredible musicians. And they're carrying on the music that we grew up with. They do the Beatles, they do Led Zeppelin, AC/DC, Tom Petty, I mean, Badfinger, and they do it so well.
Can people catch them around town other than at your show?
Yeah, they play a lot of bars and stuff around town, a few private parties, but mostly some of the bars out on the east side.
Yeah, they're a working band.
Yeah.
But they are special. They're well worth it. They're the only band that is sort of the next generation, you know, behind us. Haymarket Riot. In the Summer Love, we were like teenagers, 15, 16, 17. Mm-hmm. Something about that time created the kind of music that we're playing now. And it was, that was the time. I call it the Renaissance, really. It's a time where the Beatles had just kicked things off a few years earlier and they reached their, most people think their pinnacle. Peak there, the creative peak. And, you know, we as teenagers were watching these things. Then we started going to places like Moonlight Gardens down at Coney, all the big teen dances that you just don't find anymore. There's just too much chaos kind of in the
There was so much allegiance.
And we saw bands like the Lemon Pipers, who were a couple years ahead of us, just wowing us. I think the Summer of Love for the Lemon Pipers was their golden year, really, even though 68 was when they had their hit, Green Tambourine. But unfortunately, like a lot of bands back then, when you get the producers and the record companies all involved, the pressures, the band kind of maybe changes a little bit from what it was. 68 was great. They had a monstrous hit, didn't they, Steve? I mean, biggest from any Cincinnati band, I think.
Yeah, unbelievable. I mean,
there was something about Rice, another single, Rice is Nice.
Yeah, Rice is Nice.
Neither of which, that or Green Tambourine, was indicative at all about how the Lemon Pipers sounded.
That's not what they were doing live at all. No.
But it was still happy, fun music, and it still, you know, was characteristic of that era. But then, as you guys know, the ones that were there, especially our buddies, later 60s, things got a little tougher, and it just reflected in everything, the music, the culture, the fact that we all of a sudden had to worry about going to Vietnam or getting out of going to Vietnam. And, you know, the Summer of Love, it was such a happy-go-lucky time. We started paying for it as time went on, especially in the 70s. But I don't think anybody that wasn't there would ever know what a time like that would be like. It's not going to happen again.
So you've got the Lemon Pipers, Balderdash, Backbeat, you guys, Haymarket Riot, recently added Marco Sastry and Rob Fetters. Nice.
Yeah, Rob Fetters, we're big fans of Rob's. We had him at a smaller show we did last year as a solo performer, and he just blew the crowd away. And it's just amazing. The stuff that he has done is just incredible.
With the Raisins.
With the Raisins.
Adrian Ballou.
The Bears.
And the Bears and Psychonauts and his solo stuff. It's amazing that, you know, we're all in Cincinnati, and guys in Cincinnati are creating that unbelievable kind of music.
We have a guy named West Davis, who's also a guest of ours. West was actually in a band called West Foster at that time, and a couple other really wonderful bands in the 60s. He's kind enough to come to our show and sing some great tunes. And, you know, another thing that's interesting, it's a little bit different from the era, but still, local artists, a girl group, the Teardrops, are going to be our special guests doing a couple of songs that they had as local, if not national, hits. I don't remember exactly how far they got in the national charts.
I think they were more regional hits, but back then, you could have a regional hit. Stations, even powerhouse radio stations like WSAI, would play local records and break regional records. So the Teardrops had their hit in 65, so they were more early.
Setting the stage, though.
Yeah, still represent a big era of music.
And a name you remember, I'm sure, our host is Jim LaBarbera.
Oh, yeah.
And he's the guy that was back there on SAI, you know, along with Dusty Rhodes, Jim Scott, a few of those people, right when we were doing what we were doing in the Summer of Love and the 60s in general. And he's very excited because he knows all these people. He's the music professor. He can rattle off all kinds of statistics and bands that did this, that, and other thing. Ken Brew, another good friend of ours, is helping us. He's going to interview Ivan at some point from San Francisco. So we're really trying to just give people a taste, if we can, of what everybody was doing there, what the great things were about that time.
Fellas, you done good.
Yeah.
This is coming up this Saturday night, the 12th of August, at the Madison Theater. 50th anniversary of the Summer of Love with the Haymarket Riot and all these other great folks. Thanks so much Great to see you.
Yeah,
you
too, thank you, Brian. So much, Brian. It was a pleasure.
With Chief Barker and Steve Helwig, I'm Brian O'Donnell for Around Cincinnati. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.